I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin.
That's hot.
Are you serious?
If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it.
I got something to say about that. This is The Red Lens.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. This is The Red Lens. I am Chris Von Erich. And to my left or right is my cohort, my partner, a guy that's absolutely too smart for his own good. Franklin, how are you this evening?
I'm doing all right, Chris. I can't complain. And to the listening audience, your ears and or eyes do not deceive you. We are both here. How about that?
Absolutely. And we are here. We're ready, just as a 50-year-old cougar trying to hold on at the end of the bar might be.
They always look better when it gets close to closing time.
That's right. When the lights are low and it's 3 a.m., everything's on the table.
You got to take what you can get. You know what?
And you know,
that, well, not always, but.
That's true. Within limits here. You know, they're on limits. Yeah. There is something called standards out there, and I should be adhering to that in some fashion or way.
Standards.
But my analogy of the 50-year-old at the end of the bar is a nice little segue into what is the main topic of the show tonight, and that is, do women have an expiration date? Is there a point where it is okay to view women as past their prime, if we're going to use a sports term?
You mean like eggs or something that's been sitting around for a while?
Well, it could be. It could be the spoiled food analogy. It could be the less than optimal reproductive abilities. It's really a culmination of all of it. And let me just preface this by saying this, okay? I wasn't even going to talk about something like this, but only because Hollywood opened up their mouth, and in specifically the actress Kristen Davis and Sarah Jessica Parker, who are spearheading a revival and an update of their Sex and the City, basically their miniseries that they did back in the late 90s, what is called Just Like That. And of course, yours truly doesn't miss making a little play on words, as I made sure that I said, and just like that, you're old. So, and just like that, you're expired, and that's that. I do want to say, before I get too deep into this, because I wanted to open up our audience to some international people, maybe some of the Canadian folk, get them in the mix here. We've changed our live call-in number, which I will change all the aesthetics for next week here. So our 224 will be officially RIP'd. But the new call-in number is 877-978-1745. 1745. So that means it's a toll-free number, guys. So you're not paying a damn thing to call in and give your opinion on what we're talking about here. And right from Jump Street, we're talking about the expiration date on women. Is it okay to have that point of view? Are we way off base? Is it a myth? Let's hear it. So as we get through this and we peel away the layers here from what Kristen and Jessica have said and how miffed they got when some internet trolls, and we know that, Franklin, we have our own trolls here, we have to battle and hit off. They didn't like it. They didn't like what the general pop had to say about it. And they didn't pull any punches when they talked to, I think it was Vogue. They talked to Vogue and Vanity Fair. And we're going to get to that in a second. But I want your opinion just in general. Do you think the idea of, an expiration date or a time at which, a woman has to understand that, the good times are over and she's not the same person she was when she was 24 at 42 or 44, and I don't even know what they're supposed to be in this new series. Maybe you could shed some light on that in terms of, what the time jump is. Is it, are they supposed to be 50-year-olds? What is it?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure on that, but I will tell you that, when the show was in its prime, people were killing themselves to get home on Sunday, I believe it was, from wherever they were to watch this show. I was dating my dearly departed. She, no matter where we were, we had to be next to a television set, and then she would call up her other friends and do it like these four broads all on speakerphone and it all watching the TV, watching the thing, and I wasn't even allowed to breathe loud. Okay. So I was like, all right, look, sweetie, I'll leave you two hens together. But I'm not 100% sure how old they are. Now, I mean, if you did some quick math, I guess.
Wait a second. You were watching it with
the girl? Well, no, as I said, all right, sweetie, I'll leave you. No. Well, yeah, I mean, I ain't going to lie. There are some times I had to sit and watch that trash. It was either that or, go outside and hang out in the garage. But but there were times, and she tried to commandeer my television. I'm like, no. Really? No, I don't think so. It's my television. You go and watch the small TV. But I had to set her straight a couple of times, actually, on that. But I believe they are supposed to be around early 50s, I think, maybe mid, something along those lines.
Yeah, there's only one thing that happens at that age. Actually, that might have been them watching that program. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Okay, so it was in their 50s. By the way, good evening to our esteemed guests and panel.
Yes.
Marty cleaned that up for us, by the way.
Yes, thank you, Marty. Absolutely. And yes, before we go crazy here, subscribe, youtube.com, The Red Lens. Hit that like button. Hit the notification bell. Like this. Share this out to all your buddies out there. They need to know this information, so make sure they get it. Send it to them via text on your phone. Send it via email. Do whatever the hell you got to do, but get it to them. Twitter is The Red Lens 1. You can follow us there. It's always a dumpster fire on Twitter, and I am more. I'm only just so happy to oblige to pour some gasoline on that fire when it comes to Twitter.
So a little petrol on the old fire.
Absolutely. Facebook is The Red Lens 1. Instagram, you can follow us there. We're on the gram, The Red Lens 1. And we are also not only simulcasting to Facebook, but also over to MGTOW.TV. So when the show is live, you can watch us here, there, and really everywhere. But we do want you to tune in on YouTube. That is the biggest one. That's the granddaddy. So we prefer that you watch on YouTube. But you just said, Franklin, there's some people here. The Mighty Zane is in the house. He says, for the single ladies out there, once you enter a bar and no guy is offering to buy you a drink, the party is officially over. Ooh. Time to change course and settle and marry the beta in waiting. Okay, well, what do you think about that, Mr. Franklin?
Well, not for nothing, that he's exactly right. I mean, can you imagine? Just imagine the hottest broad in the, you were one time, okay, the hottest broad in the world, okay? You could go out with no makeup on it or nothing, and guys would be killing themselves to have you spit in your eye, okay?
Yeah, spit in their mouth.
One night, you go out, and in between that time, 15 years goes by, 20 years goes by, 15, I will say 15 years goes by. You go into the club, you sit down, you're waiting for somebody to come by, and the first hour or two goes by, nothing. You know what? Mr. Zane is right. It's officially over. give the beta in waiting his turn. Let him shine.
Marty Hertz, rotten eggs begin around age 30-ish. Oh. Oof, yeah, that is a harsh truth.
I got some phone calls to make. Hold on a minute.
the creator of Suck in the City laments turning 60 and being alone with no kids. Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. The whole premise of the writer is a lament, an ode to what she lived through and her life, basically. The women of Sex and the City transitioned from the friendship they had in their 30s to a more complicated reality of life and friendship in their 50s.
Shouldn't change. Jeez. Well, maybe not.
That sounds great. What? Men's SUV, if you do the work and max out on your appearance, tends to hit their highest stride by their mid-30s. And the cradle, the candle burns. And lasts long for their SMV value. Well, that's true. Okay. And the Mighty Zane brings up a great point here before we get into the article of what Miss Davis had to say and Miss Jessica Parker over there. He brings up a good point, and I want to preface this because I had somebody on Facebook when I posted a link to this particular stream. A chick popped in and left her 2 cents, which is fine, and we welcome that. You know, chicks want to call in.
That's good.
Want to give their opinion. We're way off base, or, you know, maybe we're right on. Let's hear it. But she didn't like it because she was like, I guess what you're trying to say is guys are awesome and they don't have to worry about anything. And girls just, dry up and have to die alone. And I replied with, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, it's condescending. But as Mighty Zane says here, what men have to do, their role, okay, you can come to the end of the wall for a guy too, and how that happens to you in life is that you don't fire. Okay, there was a movie with Matthew McConaughey a few years ago called Failure to Launch. Okay, and he was like a 42 or 45 year old guy. And he had never moved out of the house. Okay. He never did anything. You know, he had, you know, I don't even think it was the extreme. You know, he had like no real job, blah, blah, blah. But in retrospect on that and taking it into a reality term, you know, you could do that. You know, you could be a guy that basically doesn't understand his role in the world. Okay, and kind of just goes with the flow, and life will do that to you guys out there. Okay, if I could be serious for a second, you know, you can get to the point where you go along in life and you party too much. You know, you hang out and you rage out and you hang out at the bars or the clubs if that's the thing you do, and you can go on with that and you do not pay attention to the things that matter. And that is investing your money wisely, okay? Increasing in whatever job it is you're going to do. You know, it could be a trade or something like that. But if you're 45, okay, and you're still just the low-level mechanic in the shop, you know, bring it down to, you know, a blue-collar job, if that's what you're doing, then, you know, you're doing it wrong. And you're approaching the wall for the guy and that failure point. Okay, so, you know, touche to, you know, Miss Chick on Facebook there that left that kind of tongue-in-cheek comment. You know, I am not saying that guys don't have to get their stuff in order, okay, and be mindful of that. They do, okay? And we actually, we have a lot more to lose in the grand scheme of things because it's harder for us to get to that point. You know, we can, you know, a lot of these girls out there, and I know a lot of them. I people tell me this all the time. Well, you know, Von Erich, why do you follow, you know, this adult film star or this, you know, this Instagram chick or that? I do that. Okay. Not just for eye candy, you know, but for the fact that I watch them and I see how they're living their lives. And a lot of these girls are 30, early 40s, okay, and they're still trading in on the now enhanced looks that they have to try to still live that lifestyle, okay? They're probably, obviously, living in denial, but they're still doing it. You know, they're still trading up. Guys can't do that, okay? Guys have to have, you know, they have to be provisioners. You know, they have to show, we have to show something at the end of, you know, 40, 45. They want something to show for it.
Something to show for it.
Okay. You know, women, on the other hand, now they're, you know, the thing that hits them in the face real fast, and we'll see it right here when we do this, we share the article here and the video, is, you know, time is the killer for her. Okay. So, you know, they get to 32, 34, 35, and the person looking back in the mirror is no longer the same person, okay? And the biggest trading attribute that a woman has is her vanity, okay? That's why all the fairy tales, when, you know, the Wicked Witch wants to do something to, you know, the princess, what do? They make her ugly, or they make [S2] Right. [S1] Her old, or they, you know, they take away that, you know, that one thing that is, you know, really synonymous and universal with the woman. Okay. So good point on Mighty Zane here. Thanks for bringing it up.
I think the only people that benefit from this are the cats in the adoption agency.
That's right.
They fly off the shelves.
That's right. That's absolutely right. There they are again. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Those cats.
Is it? I think these are like fighting cats, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I don't even know how many there are. There might be like five or six.
Anyway. I'm almost embarrassed to say that one day I watched a couple of videos on fighting cats. I just dialed it into YouTube. And I said, I'll just watch a couple of them and see what happens. And nice. I ended up wasting about 20 minutes to a half an hour of nothing but cats clawing each other up. It was just awful. Nice. But it was fun. It was satisfying.
All right, and Mighty Zane, one more time, brings up a good point. He says women's SMV value tends to be at their highest in their early to mid-20s, and their SMV burns quick as they pass their prime age period. That's right. Obviously, you know, they're never going to be as hot as they are when they're, you know, 22, 23, 24. That's prime. Okay. You go through high school as a chick, you know, you're developing, you're doing your thing.
That's, you know, maybe A5 Wagyu there.
There you go. And then you hit your stride once you kind of get into college and you go crazy. They all go crazy. And then they come out you know, green or pink haired feminists, and, you know, that's a whole other story.
Want to play basketball for UConn?
There you go. biology care is not about your feelings. Yeah, it's 100% right there. Marty, the moderator in the house, dropping the proverbial words of wisdom here.
Pearls of wisdom.
And again, I want the people out there to know that the live call-in number has changed. It is a toll-free number now for our friends, our international friends, or our friends in Canada as such, 877-978-1745. So if you have a opinion on women aging out, okay, and as Kristen Davis says it, expiring, we want to hear about it.
Expiring.
I know it sounds like they're dying, but again, her words, not mine. Okay. But let's take a look at that right now. As the first thing that we're going to share out here, here we go. All right. So again, as I said before, Chris and Davis in shock after criticism of And Just Like That, their cast appearance. Here we go. So she thinks the ageist comments are getting old. She's very angry, and she says, we've just been getting... What'd you say?
It's got to stop.
It's, oh, absolutely.
It's just got to stop. I can't take this anymore.
She says the co-stars have been getting trolled about their appearance. Everyone wants to comment pro or nay or whatever on our hair, our faces, or our this or that. The level of intensity is just has us in shock, says Davis, who is 56 years old.
Yeah, work done this chick? Because she don't look like the old days. She looks like she had some work done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, cause she had plenty of work done. She also, she chimed in with castmates of Sarah Jessica Parker and Cynthia Nixon. You can kind of see them here. This is just a still, I think. Okay, and here's a little video that they kind of interjected about showing them then and now. So let's just take a look at this. So it premiered in 98.
It was fun at 20, but you want to ask these women how fun will all night club hopping be at 40? Who's out all night?
It's 40.
So this was obviously them back then. This is them in the first, you know, like back in 98, 99.
Wow, wait.
You know, when it started. So obviously you can see they were much younger. You know, we're talking, what are we talking, 98 to...
That's a long time.
Yeah, do some math for me, Franklin.
Look at
here.
That. That's 98
to 21 is what?
Holy shit. That's 19 years or something?
Okay,
years?
So we're talking 19, about 20 years, something easily like 20 years. Okay. So let's say, yeah. So obviously, if she was, these girls were in their 30s, okay, when they were starting this out, and now they subsequently have, aged appropriately. You know?
Yeah.
So let's continue here. I like this beat. All right. So this is her in 2019. So this is her pretty much now. Okay.
Wow.
That's a huge difference. Okay. That is a big difference right there. Okay. Tremendously big difference. So let's
is that an overexposed picture? I've seen a photo. She don't look that good. I thought she looked better than that.
Well, it's
23 years, I guess.
She's got to be the same age as Kristen Davis. She's got to be in her mid 50s. So let's continue here. Okay, that's Kim Cattrall, who's not in the series now. 2009. Oof. Okay.
Like that.
I always thought that she was like the sexiest one out of them, and you know, at least it was like the most risque, you know, written that way and everything.
Oh yeah, most definitely, yeah.
So, but even time is not helping her. She was the best in Indiana Jones. Remember that?
No, she was even in that. The only thing I remember other than that was Porky's. That was about it.
Yeah, she was in that, and she was in Police Academy, the first one.
That's right. She was the physical fitness instructor or whatever it was.
No. That was a different chick. No.
Oh.
In Police Academy, she was like the other. She was like the hot. Rookie.
Was she? I didn't know that. Okay.
That's the one Mahoney was after all the time.
Oh, jeez. All right. Kinda,
yeah. So, no, she was hot back then, boy. Oh, and in Dreamscape, that sci-fi movie, she was in that, too.
I saw that one.
Yeah. You should check that out.
Hey, now.
Okay, I will. So, all right. So, let's continue. Here's Miss Davis. That's her back then.
This is gonna be good.
Yeah. All right. 09 still looking good. All right. All right. So. All right. Now you know.
She still looks. That's 20. Was it? I can't say. Is that 21 or is that?
Well, it's they have it at 2019. So they're shaving off a couple years here. But yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, yeah, big difference from 98 to now, of course, but yeah, so
one left.
All right, and let me just say this right now, okay?
Not a lot to work with.
Let me just say this right now, okay? There is not a lot to work with here with Cynthia Nixon, okay? You know, I have my reservations about her in general, but we won't go there. But yeah, this is, let's just see what happens here. Okay, so she's gone like full, you know, Karen, and you know, maybe something else here with her. I don't know. Did she actually come out?
I thought she did. Right when she was right before the whole mayoral, the possible mayoral.
That's right.
Mayoral run. I thought she.
That's
did.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. I think she did. She did. I don't know if she came out. Here we go. Here we go. Left-wing lesbian who is hard on the eyes. What is she? Okay, so there you go. Florida Jeff chimes in with the information that we need to know out here. And
good old Jeff beats around the bush.
Yeah. Yes. I know. He's always so subtle. So yeah, so she, you know, again, this has obviously nothing to do with her looks, in terms of her sexuality, but like you said so eloquently, Franklin, she wasn't working with a lot here in respect to the rest of the girls. So you know, still kind of scary. One of the things with Kristen Davis, she summed up her retort about all the trolls out there that had something to say about her age. She says, you know, but I also feel like, and I'm going to be blunt, I feel like F you people, like, come on here and let's do better. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? So, and again, this is a thing where she's taking it to like the shaming portion of it, okay, where it's like, okay, well, you know, guys, you know, and or maybe gals, I don't know who was you know, kind of trolling her, but you know, she's saying, well, you should be better, you know, it should be better, you know, you should be better than this, than to you know, break us down to just our looks. And I say tough, you know. Because at the end of the day with women, you are, you know, you're going to be judged on that. And if you think you're going to come back to a TV series, which was about chicks jumping into bed with, you know, random guys, I think Sarah Jessica Parker's, character was a writer and she wrote about her exploits. Okay. Meeting various dudes in the city. So if you think you're going to, you know, go right back into that formula 20 some odd years later and you're going to sell it, you know, well, give me a break.
She's supposed to have the same job as a writer as her, as that. Can that possibly be?
I have no idea. I don't know the premise of this new reboot. You know, again, I hope none of our guy audience knows anything about it, but maybe they do. What I don't understand is, you know, them thinking that it's going to be the same. So,
not the same.
Yeah. Sadly, the majority of women's dating channels present to women to find herself. having fun with the alphas, becoming a boss babe with the promise that Chad the Alpha will be waiting for her at the end of the road. You know, that's the, you know, they're selling that fantasy, you know, hey, babe, you can have it all. You know, you can be, you know, the CEO of the company and have your, you know, three kids and your two dogs and, you know, Julio, the pool boy, you're going to be married to him and he's going to love you and you know, all that stuff, you know, all that good stuff. Gunmetal Guy USA. I take this reunion is a ad for anti-Viagra. You know, something to get rid of the pill effects, basically a reversal. Yeah, maybe. That very well may be the case. The women channels are here to keep their delusions alive. The wall leaves brick impressions on their face they can't ignore. Oh, my goodness. He is nothing but brutally honest. Florida Jeff, that's he chimed in on that. The number one demand for retail stores and Amazon within the next 10 to 20 years will be high demand for the cat and dog food for the single lady boss babes. That's right. That is right. And I'm going to continue to play my favorite new sound effect right here. Yes. You know, all those, they're going to be going to those adoption centers. They have to.
I'll take this one, that one, and this one.
Right. That is one. Yeah, there's one hiding behind the corner there. You might like him too.
Take that one too.
Yeah, yeah, two or three. You know, yeah, buy them in pairs. They have to a friend, right? Friends are important. Okay.
They have to go in pairs, so still have two right. In the trunk.
That's right, two in the trunk. Oh my God. Let's see here, Marty. Chewy options for the way. Yeah. While they break us down to wallets, they have no issues with indulging whole young, but we should be accepting when they age out and tamp down our nature that they profited from. Well, that's true. You know, it kind of goes hand with the body positivity thing. Okay, we're also supposed to be as guys. Okay with and treat equally somebody that looks like Lizzo versus, you know, somebody that, you know, a 21-year-old Victoria's Secret model. You know, we're not supposed to pay a difference between those two, you know. But again, if a guy shows up at the bar and he's just, you know, your average Joe Schmo, well, he shouldn't get bent up if the girl doesn't want to give him any time. That's okay. You know?
Yeah, man. That's not cool, man. Just don't do
it's
that.
It's not cool. Not cool.
Leave her alone, man.
Body hurts. She may bring home the bacon, but forgot how to fry it up in the pan. That's right.
That's unacceptable.
That's right. You want to talk about, you know, girls coming out of college and not being able to get a job and not knowing anything. A lot of them don't know how to cook. That's a problem.
I think so.
Women are judged. This is Florida Jeff. Are judged more on their looks than men. And when you make your fame on TV, which is purely a visual medium, they expect to be judged even more on your appearance. If you can't take that, then get out.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, and what it is, Florida Jeff, is they're trying to move the goalpost. Okay. A lot of Hollywood right now are 80s, 90s people. Okay. From these TV shows and movies and things of that nature. So they're trying to move the goalpost so that being 50, or in this case, Kristen Davis, 56.
That's okay. The new 30.
56 is the new 30. They're trying to move the goalposts so that, you know, so you don't look so like, what, you know, like, well, what are they trying to sell us here? That's the issue of it, you know, and they go into it in more in that article about Sarah Jessica Parker. And I'll bring this up only because she brought it up, and I'm just not going to let it slide.
Isn't she married to what's his face?
Oh, now okay,
Ferris Bueller.
Good thing you brought that up. I like the guy. Okay, I like his movies. I like, you know, what he does, but let not it be even known that he's not a masculine guy, Matthew Broderick. Okay,
no.
It would never strike you as somebody that is a masculine guy. That is who she's been married to for quite some time.
For 150 years, yeah.
Yeah. Again, he's not a standard bearer, you know. But ironically, when she met him, you know, his star was on the rise in Hollywood. He was doing quite a bit of things and had done quite a bit of things. So she was not stupid in that, you know, aspect of things. She knew what was going on. But what I take umbrage with is what she says here is she's calling out the misogynist chatter, okay, about playing Carrie Bradshaw in her 50s. What am I going to do about it? Stop aging?
What is buying that? I have to know that.
Well, yeah, you know, and
here it is. Buying, yeah, this whole thing.
Well, here it is, frankly. You know, like, nobody's asking them not to age, but it goes back to what I just said before. If you're trying to sell us on a premise of a show from 20 some odd years ago, and you're gonna pop into it and, you know, pretty much do the same stuff or hint to do the same stuff, people are gonna look at you cross-eyed with that. Okay,
not gonna carry it.
So basically here, you know, they did have a 2010 sequel movie that came out, Sex in the City 2, where they were doing that. But now, as it says, they're in their 50s. Okay. She said there were a lot of positive reactions, but one bitchy response online was people sharing pictures of the Golden Girls. referencing the 80s sitcom, okay, in respect to them.
Oh my.
So, and here's a very interesting comment she said, and it was like, wow, so it's either you're 35 or you're retired and living in Florida. There's a chapter missing here. There's no chapter missing. It's just the fact that, you know, it's not that you're retired and you're put out to pasture, but it's, you know, and, you know, Franklin, I'll say it right now. I'll, you know, nobody cares. Okay. You know, nobody cares. And especially men that are watching to be aroused. Okay. They're not looking at a show with a bunch of 55-year-old women in it. Okay. No matter how the lighting is and, you know, how much work you have done on yourself, you know, and, you know, that's all well and good. And I'm not begrudging anybody to do that, but another show that has a, you know, a sitcom with, you know, 20 something girls, you know, on it, you know, guys are going to be more apt to watch that than this new revamp of Sex in the City. Okay. And it's not misogynist to do that or to feel that way. Okay. It's not, it's life. That's how it is. You know, if you know, you're the last guy on earth and there's two different chicks there and you gotta reproduce. Okay. Are you going to pick the 55-year-old or are you going to pick the 24-year-old?
Well, okay? Of course.
I mean, I might pick them both, but
hey, well, there you go.
All seriousness, you know, biology says you're going to go with the 24-year-old. So for her to paint it as, oh, well, it's, you know, as she says, so much misogynistic chatter that would never happen about a man. Here we go. Here we go with the men and the age, you know, trying to quantify and equalize the whole thing with men and women. And you can't do that. Okay. Men and age and women in age are two totally different things.
They couldn't be any differenter.
And they quantify differently, you know. And she goes in here to say, "Oh well, Andy Cohen has a full head of gray hair, and he's considered exquisite." Okay, you know, I don't know if he's the best example.
Gay.
But we'll go with it because she brought him up. But if it's a woman, media will say, "Well, she has too many wrinkles." And, you know, she shouldn't be doing that, or she shouldn't be, you know, wearing that. And again, you know, I think it's a little bit of sour grapes. You know, it's a little bit of sour grapes with that. In my opinion. But
it's New York, for first of all. So, you know what? The target audience is New York. New York is going to be brutal.
You're setting a show up again in the city. And outside of California, okay, it is the one of the most, you know, nitpicky, you know, who are you, who do you look like, you know, why should I give you my time, you know, environment.
There he is, yeah.
You know, and you're shocked when that's the response you get. You know, I mean, give me a break. Let's see here. Again, that number is I'm gonna have to actually commit this to memory here. 877-978-1745. That is a toll-free number, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're international or, you know, somewhere else, you should be able to call into that and get your voice heard on this topic. But we're gonna wrap this up because we got a heck of a lot more stuff to touch on here tonight. I just want to get to some of these chats here. You got them Bueller books. Yes, that's right.
Still, I guess that might be.
He also does a ton of work on Broadway and other stuff that we don't, you know, you don't even really know about.
Him and Nathan Lane.
Gunmetal says, great point. They want everything to be fluid. They want no rules. Today I'm hot and I will take advantage tomorrow. She's not in life now. it's not, and life now should not be fair. Rah, rah. Yes. Now that I'm feeling 40, I'm freezing my eggs till Mr. Wright comes along. Well, actually, Mr. Wright actually had a heart attack, right, Franklin?
Sure enough. He was riding on one of those silly Peloton bikes, and I think he dropped. I mean, in the film, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and actually, Peloton got all miffed and pushed out of shape about that. They were like, we didn't know when we signed up for this that you were going to kill the guy once he came off our bike. So they got a little miffed.
Is this like the second time in right around Christmas time? Wasn't there something going on with that Peloton bike? Like some guy told his wife she was fat or something, and he got her bike for Christmas or something. They can't seem to win right around Christmas time.
I know. That's right. I think it was last year. Yeah, there was a big write-up about that where, you know, the woman was like, I can't believe it. I'm so insulted that he, you know, he decided to give me this for Christmas. What is he trying to say?
$3,000 bike and she's a myth to shut up.
He's trying to say, get peddling, you know what?
You got two kids under your belt. You know, things aren't snapping back the way they used to. How about you get on that bike, you know? Get a little exercise under you.
Marty has a great point here. Nobody turned into Three's Company to see Mr. Furley. That's right.
Got a point there. Yeah. I tuned in to see Janet.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Roper.
Mrs. Roper was a horny old broad.
I know. She was, you know, I don't know if the lights were off, you know.
Hey now.
They found out when they spun. Yeah, I know. All right. So. Okay, let's get going here.
Let's carry on.
You'll know that. That's not the one I wanted to do. And you know, I didn't even put up the aspect of the expiration date. My little marker.
That's okay. You know, people knew what the title was.
They knew what the hell we're talking about.
Of course, they did.
You know, they know it, you know, and even if we know it, we know the women can't, They can't.
You can't handle the truth.
That's right. That's what it is with them. All right. So just to touch on the other thing I wanted to talk about, our buddy Jesse Smollett was found guilty of being a douche.
There you go.
It was actually more than that. It was more than just being a real douche. He was actually found guilty of
anything interesting.
Pretty much all of the stupidity that he brought on himself. Let's see, and I don't even know if I have. Do I even have the?
He probably won't see any jail time. There's probably a lot of fines, though, right?
Yeah, he's. I think he was supposed to pay. God, was it? I think like 14 grand or something, or 20 grand. You know what he should pay? He should pay those friggin' poor guys that he had and he had hired. You know, and actually, they actually went over that whole thing. They actually did a rehearsal. Yeah, they did a walkthrough for that stupid thing they tried to do. And you know, like I said, when we first brought this up, the biggest loser in this whole thing is actually, you know, gay people that do get accosted.
Of course,
in reality, because
it happens a lot.
Now everybody's going to look at them like, oh well, what are you trying to do? You know, is this another Smollett? You're doing a Smollett on us now? You know, you know, Blaine, are you doing a Smollett on us?
Is that what they're going to call it?
Yeah. So, but yeah, so there, you know, he got what he deserved. Okay. He got what he deserved. And hopefully we don't have to hear from this guy anymore. So we'll see
what's going to happen, Chris. I mean, as a general rule, and I'll let you carry on with this, Hollywood has a really short memory, okay? Yeah, fine. He did this. Within a year or so, I guarantee that he'll be in some goofy show. Some I'll forget about all what he did, and then he'll carry on from there.
I mean, right.
But
you're probably right. And Marty Hertz says, I am totally wrong here, and he's telling us that $130,000 are to be paid to the Chicago PD. The Nigerian brothers are suing him for their good for them, and I'm glad that the cops are going to get some money back too. Good, that is great. Now we have started the juicy part of the show. That's right. And it only goes to precipitously down from here. So in respect to Smollett, you know, good for him. You know, he's found guilty. He can go away, and we don't have to hear from him ever again.
There was no way he wasn't going to be found guilty.
No, yeah, there was nobody else. It was bizarre. It was stupid, and everybody knew about it. Okay, that's basically what it is. So. And let me tell you, I'll tell you what everybody knew about when this happened. But do you know who Sierra is, Franklin?
No, actually, I don't, Chris. Well, Sierra, why don't you tell me?
I will tell you, and I will do better than that. I will show you.
Oh, all right.
Sierra is the wife of Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
Oh, all right. Okay.
He married her a bunch of years ago, had a few kids. We'll see how it ends up, but, she is a very outgoing, chick. Okay. And some guys have said, especially in this sphere, that, what she does on social media is kind of like a slap in the face to Mr. Wilson. Okay, and I'm going to play this clip, and let's let you and the audience decide if the wife should be doing this. So let's take a look.
I be my Valentine. Can I hit the link in my temperature today? If you leave me on good time, I swear. You are like the oxygen I need to survive. I'll be honest. Love me, they thought of me. I am so obsessed. I want to chop your own bubble. I'm a little back at this field. When I make a school, I'm a love wanting to.
So,
well, then,
your thoughts?
Wow, quite a nice bum, quite a nice posterior. The music is horrible. So, if anything, she ought to be slapped with that, by that. But, talented girl. How's that?
Yes, I think I will say that. Yeah, so I'll say that.
Oh my.
What we really have to kind of get the question answered is, do you think that doing twerking challenges are the thing that your high profile significant other, when we're talking about Russell Wilson, do you think that's a good look?
Something that a mother should be doing is twerking on the beach with a bottle of whiskey on her flat head.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I think that's rum. I think she actually schleps and produces some kind of rum. You know, they paid her to, you know, kind of co-sign and promote that rum. So that's the hook there.
Okay, so this is basically, maybe I just misunderstood the whole thing. This is an advertisement for something that she's flogging, that she's trying to sell.
Yeah.
I understand now. I thought she was just on vacation or something, and she decided to shake her goodies on the beach. I see.
Right.
Well, yeah. there might have been a more tasteful way of doing it.
Right, I know. You know. And his gunmetal guy says, "What happened to Russell Wilson's Christendom? Does that go away after you?" I hear you. I hear you 100%. What's interesting though is I wanted to take a look at Miss Sierra in a more broader scope in terms of her Instagram page.
Okay. And her whatnots.
So, and she even posted, as we can see, she posted the twerking video there for
she did
fans. But you know, again,
looks like J-Lo. Reminds you of J-Lo.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. But she's got all the resquent pictures up here. I don't know. Does this expand? Yeah. Okay, so we can see that. All right, not bad. Now, again, you know, these, some people would say,
to say the least,
you know, would or should your wife be taking booty shots like this? It's debatable, you know.
Wife? No, because I wouldn't be married. That's number one. Right, so let's get that out of the way. But again, Chris, there's probably a more tactful way of doing that.
Now, I kind of found this funny. She says here, "You're the toughest man I know, always dedicated and committed to do whatever it takes. I love you so much, sweet king. Thanks to the doctor and the team for taking care of my baby." So, yeah, well, your baby is a meal ticket, basically.
Yep.
You know.
He don't stay healthy.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, that's it. Again, you know, I'm not going to take away from the fact that she's a good-looking chick. Yep. But here we go again with, you know, here we go. She's over here. Yeah, is this, like, really necessary, you know?
Maybe it helps her stay in shape.
Maybe. I don't know.
A little, but
here we go. Oh, here he is. Look at this guy. Okay. All right. So now let me just say this, that there's a lot of guys that had a problem with him making videos like that too. So saying that that's like kind of simpery to do that.
Long as he ain't twerking, I don't
want to
see that.
I know, but as long as he, to me, he's a guy that, he probably never had a chick like her in his life. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Exotic, that kind of chick. Now she's had the roll call of guys in the industry. We're talking guys like 50 Cent, et cetera. A lot of them.
She went with the guy who still has the highest paycheck.
Well, the thing is, and we can quantify this, Russell Wilson is the stable guy. He's the athlete. He's the, good looking GQ face guy, he'll get the magazine covers for GQ. 50 Cent, while he does get a lot of covers and he's a good guy and, a good businessman, he's not getting that kind of gravitas, So, it doesn't surprise me that she did that, And then you got this, photo here, it's almost like the reverse spooning method here.
Yeah, I'll say.
Like she's, she's spooning him,
Latte, caramel, whatever they are.
Well, they're both considered mocha, right?
Yeah, mocha latte, octoroon, nectaroon, whatever they call themselves.
I'm not going to sit here when it comes on this level, okay, to say, what she's doing is disrespectful to him.
Right.
Okay. I can't, we can't live his life.
Of course.
We don't know what his life is with her. Okay. And I think sometimes guys can project, our level, regular dudes, and then project, onto them, like, oh, he shouldn't be doing it. Again, in our lives, a girl that is twerking it up and has 1,000 fans on Instagram, that's probably not a good bet to like kind of be serious about her, in the long term, in a real sense of the word. You can have fun with those girls. And I'll say that some guys will say, don't even get involved with those girls. They're not worth your time. Hey, they're worth a fun time. All right.
Fun time is right.
But that's fine. And you keep them there. Okay. You don't get involved financially or in a long sense of your time with girls like that are the Instagram thoughts. You leave them. Those are the fun girls. We had the hot, crazy matrix. We did that whole thing.
Remember that.
The thoughts are in that, the top corner of there. That's the, that's the party girls that they stay there and, that's how they are.
So, washed up party girl.
So, again, for Sierra, it's not a good look overall, but again, we talked about Sex in the City. Those girls trying to hold on to a little something.
They're not a good look neither.
Yeah.
All three of them. Well, not for nothing.
Well, let's just Sierra beats any of the Sex and City girls. But my point being is that a lot of times these women, they have the kids, and even if they're high profile, they're gonna wanna, claw back some of that. Again, it's the attention. They wanna know that they're sexy still. Okay, that's the thing. Why does Sierra post twerking videos? Because A, she can, and B, she wants to that validation of, hey, I'm still sexy, right?
I still got it.
Yeah, give me the likes, and it's to prove it to herself and her mind, okay, to rationalize it. And maybe it's a backhand to him, you know, of, hey, you know, I still have, you know, thirsty guys here that are still looking at me like that.
So, don't slip up.
Right, exactly. Right. And what's funny is maybe some of those other guys in her past, she couldn't do that to.
Probably not. Okay.
Probably 50 Cent wouldn't have been like, hey, okay, yeah. Oh, you think that? Okay, yo, get lost. You know, I'll have this, you know, 23-year-old friggin' hip-hop girl that, you know, is Ebony Magazine's, you know, hottest chick of, you know, March. You know, she'll just come over, you know. And
by the time you get your first suitcase packed, she'll be moving in already. So don't right. try it.
Right. There you go.
You know.
All right. So what are these guys saying here? Wow. A lot of comments here.
There you go.
Sierra, Jada, and Gabrielle, the three Jezebel amigos.
Oh, right.
He means Jada Pinkett and Gabrielle Union, I think. Yeah, they tend to have a lot to say about really everything. What happened to Russell? Yeah, we got that. The slogan is, this rum tastes like hell.
Got that one, too.
There we go. Very nice. That could be, I think that's the, you know what? That is going to be the quote of the night, ladies and gentlemen. That is Marty Hertz gets the quote of the night. There we go.
As long as it doesn't ruin the taste of good rum.
There you go. Let's see. A pet peeve. The king and queen titles really are ridiculous and a major red flag. I know. Again, gunmetal. It's about rationalization between them. You know, they have to give that status to themselves in their mind. Riggs is in the house.
There he is.
Evening, fellas. Yeah, what is up, my man? These type of women treat the savior blue guy like a big play brother. He serves a purpose, but don't get the areas excited. He'll do just in case the red guy baby day come back or is still coveted. That's true. You know, you never know. You know, you never know with especially rich chicks that have a lot of their own money, like Sierra does. They could exit stage left or branch left at any moment. So we see it all the time in Hollywood. You know, with women all the time, they eject, and it's some couple was like irreconcilable differences or something. You know,
recently, right?
Yeah, recently. I forgot who it was, but
yeah, me too.
So that's we'll put Sierra to bed here. And that's not a bad thing.
Hey now, there you go.
So, what's your thoughts on Sierra, on Russell Wilson, and
well, if I'm to understand, is he? I don't want to say Bible thumper, but if I'm to understand, is he somewhat maybe religious, or is he somebody who might not? Someone who might object to that type of behavior, because if they're married, and they are, clearly, and mm-hmm. she's doing that, I mean, that might be a slap in the face to him. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Is he somewhat religious or have some faith?
Well, you know, he used to be. You know, that was his big thing back in the day. He used to be.
That's what I'm getting at. Okay.
I don't know if he is anymore, but that was his kind of joie de faire claim to fame.
So this harlot changed him. Is that it?
Maybe.
Paraphrasing my grandma. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing my grandmother, by the way.
You got him off the straight and narrow. Let's see. Karen Rose says Vartech. Okay. I don't know what that means, but that's great.
It's only one of those California technical schools. That's a joke,
by the way. Oh, okay. All right.
That was a joke, by the way. I don't know what that meant.
Oh. All right. So that be that as it may. All right. Here. Let's see.
What you got for us?
What is the next thing?
What you got, yo?
Oh, well, the The next thing, Franklin, is your favorite and my favorite.
Quick hits.
The quick hits, baby. And we were
always entertaining and yet educational.
Absolutely. And we will get to them right now. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the fastest run through of the crazy things that we find here on the internet. And without further ado, we are going to share them up in no particular order. But let's go right here. A man is banned from airline after wearing thong as a face mask. It is a Florida man, of course, was kicked off a United Airlines flight and banned from the airline after wearing a bright red thong as a face mask in protest. And here we go. We actually have video of this.
The news you count on.
It's probably Jeff.
I'm not asking the airport at all. At all. TSA makes you do it to get through TSA, but the second I get my bin and I put my belt back on, it's off.
Instead of a mask, this Cape Coral man wears a bright red thong on airplanes. Thank you for watching NBC2. I'm Peter Bush. Adam Jenny says he's done this almost 24 times throughout the pandemic, but this time it didn't fly with a crew in Fort Lauderdale. NBC2 Sarah Metz is talking to the man who says he is making history.
A Cape Coral man was spotted on a United Airlines flight masking up, but not with one of these. He actually was wearing underwear on his face.
This is nice. Adam Jenny.
To which I replied, mask, doing its job.
Wearing his statement piece, a bright red thong.
I think the best way to illustrate absurdity is with absurdity.
Jenny says he's worn underwear as a mask since the beginning of the pandemic.
Every single flight has been met with different reactions from the flight crew.
And this time, they weren't having it.
I am banned from flying United, so much for the customer is always right.
He got.
Well, there you go. The customer in that sense. Now, Franklin, would you do that? Would you actually wear a...
You know, Chris, I'm glad you asked me that. No, I wouldn't, okay? I just wouldn't. But I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
Number one, where did he get the underwear? Number two, did he go into a store and buy it himself? And number three, okay, where was the underwear before he decided to wear it? Is he thinking about an old friend or something or what?
I don't know.
I'm going to get back to that. I'll get back to you.
All right, yeah, so we'll get back there. But, and let's also get back to these quick hits here. The next one is...
see, Jeff said it was right. It was him.
That's right.
That's right.
Man takes 10 COVID vaccine shots in one single day. A man who was vaccinated against COVID-19 up to 10 times in one day on behalf of other people has been called unbelievably selfish and sparked an investigation.
Very selfish.
Astrid Kumenev, group manager of operations for COVID-19 vaccine and within New Zealand, said he's aware of the issue and is taking the matter very seriously. We are concerned about the situation and we're working with appropriate agencies. So it says... Vaxologist and associate professor Helen Pretorius Harry called the behavior unbelievably selfish. I would call it not only selfish but nuts, frankly.
I'd like to know what his kids are going to look like if he's even able to manufacture any in 10 years. I'd like to know what their skin's going to look like.
You know, it's funny you should say that because we actually do have a picture of this gentleman.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah. We were able to, through our channels, get it.
We're able to secure.
Yes. So it's right here. Here he is. I don't think he looks too worse for the wear myself.
Hey, you know what? That's not too bad. Now, was that 10 shots of Moderna or Pfizer?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was Moderna or Pfizer. To each his own.
Somebody should monitor him very closely and see what happens to him.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's see. Here we go. Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas is destroying records at Penn State and aiming to make history. Leah Thomas won the 200-meter freestyle. She is a transgendered swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania on the women's team. And she basically broke the record in, I guess, 1 minute 41 seconds. She also won the 1,650 freestyle by more than 38 seconds, which is another university record. And here she is right here, you know.
Here she is. Yeah, you mean his name? I'm sorry. Her name is probably Liam.
Probably. We do have some audio. As they were giving her award.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
So, swimming is a huge part of. Well, let me say. Actually, I could actually do an impersonation of her voice, just like this. Swimming is a huge part of my life. And it's who I am. I've been a swimmer since I was 5 years old.
It's not fair, Chris.
I know.
It's totally not fair. It's just not fair.
So, yeah, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, it's, you know what? As I just said, it's not fair. And I have a friend of mine, one of the guys I go to work with, his daughter, I think, was checking out Fordham or another school, and there was a similar case. And if you think about it, you know, his kid plays sports. So I'm sorry, but I forget if it whether it was soccer or whether field hockey, whatever the hell it was. Okay, the thing of it is, you have somebody that's not born a female,
right?
Okay, or somebody who identifies with whatever that's supposed to mean these days. Okay, that's not physical. That's not right, because now I'm not 100% sure if you can physically hit in. Field hockey or whatever the hell it is, or soccer, you know, but that he can hurt somebody, and it's just not right. You know, it's just not right. It's just not, it isn't. That's how I feel about it. You know,
and here is something else that isn't right here. A mortified woman inadvertently live streams sex with her husband. Even her dad got a glimpse of it. A Mississippi woman fondly remembers the time she accidentally live streamed having sex with her husband on Facebook. And she said she cried for a week. The woman, known on TikTok as whatever this is, R. Robertson 16.
Can we still get that video?
confessed to the transgression on Saturday, noting that before she realized it, 46 people had tuned into the free show, and one of them being her own dad. Oh, my God.
I didn't teach you that. I raised you better than that.
I know.
That's that poor mother of yours.
I didn't teach you how to do that.
That trick with the golf ball? Oh, where'd you learn that one?
She says, I went live on Facebook while I was in Pound Town, and 46 people saw it.
Pound Town?
Is that what she calls doing it, I guess? I cried for a week straight. Oh, my God. And here she is. And I guess that's the husband. I thought my life was over. My husband still thinks it's hilarious. I was
just getting ready to say, Chris, what does the husband think about that? If I was the husband, I'd have been like, yeah.
I mean, could you, speaking of, you know, we're coming up on the holidays now. Could you imagine what the holiday was like?
Yeah. Might be a good Christmas card.
What are you guys thankful for this year?
It's funny though, if you think about it, okay, the woman is embarrassed, she's mortified. The husband's like, yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah,
you know, by accident, you know, it's just totally different. You know, I wonder if they really did that on purpose, Chris. Do you think?
I mean, I think they definitely, you know, thought it was, I mean, they were probably drunk, you know, or something.
Right. How do you do something like that by accident?
And well, no, and I think they purposely thought it was a good idea at the time, but she probably was dumb enough not to know that that goes out, you know, that just doesn't go, you know, you got to make you know, a certain like special list mm-hmm. of that, you know, or like exclude your family, you know, or your friends. You know, that's how you do that. But I don't think that's a good idea in general to put something out on mass media like that.
Her father's like, I better get a grandchild out of this.
I know. Finally, that's probably what the mom was saying, the grandmother. Finally, it's going to happen for us.
I better get a grandkid out of this.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to remember who it was. I don't think it was Rihanna. I don't remember who it was, but there was something about somebody saying that if you are engaged in sex with your other half, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, and you video it, okay, mm-hmm. that's just adults having fun,
right?
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But you know, I've done it. I've videoed before, mm-hmm. and like I said, it's something that adults just have fun. But you got to be careful about that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I made sure not to do it with camera. Yeah, you know, obviously not online.
Mm.
Sorry, baby. Couldn't help that.
It's bigger than I thought.
Yeah, I get that on a regular basis.
Nice. Florida Jeff says, guys in girl sports may not be fair, but how many of the women complaining about this voted for the politicians that put that?
That's true.
There you go. You know, be careful what you vote for because it may come to, you know, bite you. Riggs Jr. says, Riggs, she's only sorry she got caught. Watch, she'll never have an OnlyFans. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
She will have an OnlyFans. I'm surprised nobody asked for it.
Yeah, I know. All right.
She didn't look too bad.
No. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the witching hour. I want to thank everybody in the chat tonight. I want to thank, nobody called in. I guess I got to get the graphics updated here on mm-hmm. our thing. But again, I want to thank people in the chat for writing in. As always, I want to thank the people that are going to be watching this. And Mr. Franklin, I want to thank you as always, my man.
Chris, man, would not have missed it for the world. Glad I could be here. And thanks for putting together a really, really informative show.
Absolutely.
And thanks to our group. You know, we have a panel here that rivals that's just the best panel in the world.
Absolutely. They are the guys in the know. They are the wretched refuge, as they say in the national anthem here. And we wouldn't have it any other way. So, again, thank you guys, and we'll see you next time.